When Russian troops closed in on the Kiev suburb of Irpin in February, Sergei and Irina left their apartment and fled. It was April before Russia abandoned its push on Kiev and the family ventured home again.
When we returned, we found a burnout kitchen and a shelled apartment. Here are the remains of a cottage that went through two walls, but fortunately did not catch fire.
The place is uninhabitable, but others had it worse.
Just before Irpin was liberated, one of the neighbors was killed, and we weren't allowed to bury him immediately. His body lay next to the other captured people for several days, and it was 3 days later before he was buried in the yard.
Rebuilding has begun, but Irpin still bears deep scars. At a mortar-damaged sports club, Sergei is back to his job teaching kids football. He tells me these boys have been through hell. Like him, many lost their homes and fled. But through the trauma and the turmoil, football was a constant.
Wherever they are, the boys look for a ball. It's their relief and a way to distract themselves. Football is their favorite thing in life. You can destroy homes and stadiums, but you cannot destroy their love for football and their goal to become football players.
Parents watch from the sidelines. The war goes on, but this is a semblance of normality at least.
The children wanted to return home, meet the coach and their relatives as soon as possible. I think football is amazing. Children need as much joy, fun and time with their friends as possible.
And of course, like millions, if not billions of people around the world, their eyes are on the World Cup in Qatar. Unfortunately, the national team hasn't qualified for Qatar 2022, so there'll be no Ukraine playing there in blue and yellow. But football is still helping bring this traumatised and war-torn country back together. And the kids know who they're supporting.
England.
My favourite team is Brazil.
Spain.
My favourite team, England.
My favourite country is Portugal.
Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Irpin, Ukraine.